The Mishnah in Tmura and Daf Chafei has the case of a person who's trying to be makdish a blood and to makdish an animal and its blood, and has the machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. We'll talk about Shitas Rabbi Yossi says that if you say he shlamim, San Chafei and Aleph, he shlamim uvlada ola, Rabbi Yossi says if your kavana was mitchila lekach, since you can't say both at the same time, so therefore we say that it dvarav kayamin. And when you said that the mother should be a shlamim, and only afterwards you said the vlad is an ola, we don't say that the vlad becomes a shlamim just because you said the mother was a shlamim. We say that since you're just saying one thing after the other, and you have in mind the whole thing, so both work. But if you would be nimlach and you first say harizu shlamim, you say the whole thing's a shlamim, and then you say the vlad's an ola, that doesn't work because once you said that the mother is a shlamim, the vlad comes along with it. The vlad is also a shlamim, and you can't go back and change the kedusha of the vlad from a shlamim to an ola. That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara, and the Mishnah on Chaf Hei Amud Beis on the bottom, says the same thing about a situation of Tamura. If you say Tamura Sola, Tamura Shlamim, same kind of thing. Once you made one animal a Tamura Shlamim, let's say you can't change it to a Tamura Sola, unless you had Kavan Mitchila, but if you change your mind, it wouldn't work. So the Gemara on Chaf Hei Amud Beis asked the question, Pshita, Vladan Shlamim. If you're Nimlach, you said one thing, and then you change your mind, of course the Vlad's a Shlamim. You said the mother's a Shlamim. Vlad comes along, it's part of the mother, it gets also the same kedusha of the mother. So how can you change your mind and change it from a shlamim to an ola? So Amra Papa lo nitzucha ela she'amar besoch de dibur. The Mishnah is only necessary to teach us this halach in a situation where you change your mind and soch de dibur. Within the time of soch de dibur, you change your mind and said, no, I really wanted the vlad to be an ola, not like I said initially that it should be a shlamim. So ma'u detema, I might have said toch de dibur ke dibur. I might have applied the klal that will view that as toch de dibur kedibur, meaning you can take it back, let's say, not exactly clear what this means, but you can take it back and somehow it'll work. The high iyune to come ayin, we'll have to see what this means also, kamash malan. No, we don't apply the rule of toch de dibur, we don't say iyune come ayin, and therefore when you say afterwards, even if it's toch de dibur, you say that the vlad should be an ola, it's not going to work.
So some people don't have the gear.
Some people don't have the gear, so we'll discuss this. There are four questions I want to address throughout the Chabura. We'll try to be coming back to these questions to understand this Gemara properly. Number one, is the Pashup Shan in the Gemara, as Rashi seems to assume, and the Rambam passes this way, La Halacha, the Pashup Shan in the Gemara is the Gemara saying that Toch Kedei Dibur, you cannot, there's no such Halacha of Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur when it comes to Hekdesh. If you're Makdeh something, once you say it, it's done, and you can't take it back even Toch Kedei Dibur. As opposed to other Halachas where you do say, if you say something and then Toch Kedei Dibur, you take it back, Chazara would work. So that seems to be the Pashup Shan of the Gemara. Now, why is Hekdesh different? There is a principle the Gemara has in Nedarim and the Gemara in Bava Basra, and seems to apply in many contexts that there is a halach of Toch Kedei Dibur, seemingly that you can take things back. So why would it be that Hekdesh is different? That's question number one. Question number two is, assuming that's the Pshan in the Gemara, how does the Yunei Kama'ayin fit in? I mean, the Gemara should have said, Ma'al Detema, we say Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur, Dami Kamash Malam, we don't say it. So what's the Yunei Kama'ayin doing here? The third question is that, and this question is pointed out by the Shach in Shulchan Aruch, the Sma in Shulchan Aruch Hoshem Mishpat, Meir, that there, when you're makdish something, so you can be chozer toch kedei dibur, but the Shach there argues and says we shouldn't say that way because of the Gemara in Bava Kama. What's the Gemara in Bava Kama? You have it. I forgot to take Marma Komos for myself. Okay. There's actually one over there. But you have in the first source the Gemara in Bava Kama. I'm not going to read it inside, but someone can pass one up to Rebbe over here. There's some more. So the Gemara in Bava Kama has discussing the filing situation. If you have a person who is gonev and then does gnev and then tvicha, and it's a situation where you have edus, the same edim are being made on each one, and the Gemara explains that it's a case where they're made on the gneva and then they're made on the tvicha toch de dibur. And it turns out that they were found edim zomim on the tvicha. What they said about the tvicha, they're edim zomim. So the Mishnah has a machlokas whether that will make them edim zomim really for the edus on the geneva, or only makes them edim zomim for the edus on the tvicha, and nafkamina for how much is going to be paid. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that's a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, with Rabbi Yossi being the man d'amar that who says we say toch de dibur kedibur. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara's explanation of that brisa. So then the Gemara asks a question. If Rabbi Yossi is the one who says Tochadei Dibur Kedibur, how does that fit with Shitas Rabbi Yossi in our Gemara? As we just saw in our Gemara, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says we don't say tochet dibur kedibur when it comes to, at least when it comes to hektish. So if he doesn't say it here by hektish, why should he say it by edus? By edus he says there is a tzir of tochet dibur, but he doesn't say it by hektish. That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara answers, no, really he does hold the concept of tochet dibur, but there's a different shiurim for tochet dibur. And the Gemara in Temura, essentially what the Gemara Bava Kama is saying is that the Mishnah in Temura means that we only say Toch De Dibur if it's within the shorter amount of time. That's really the Hashach V'Tari of our Gemara. That in the short amount of time, there's two Shiurim the Gemara in Shavuos seems to allude to, that there are Gersh issue over there, but there are two Shiurim potentially for Toch De Dibur. One is today She'elas Talmud L'Rav, and if a Talmud saw his Rebbe pass by, he would say Shalom Lecha Rebbe or Shalom Lecha Rebbe Mori. And if there's also Kadesh She'elas Rav the Talmud, which would just be Shalom Alecha. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi in Temura doesn't have the longer shear of Toch Dibur, but he does have the shorter shear of Toch Dibur. So says the Shach, what you see from this Gemara is that at least the shorter shear Rabbi Yossi does have against the Psak of the Rambam, which the Sma puts into the Shulchan Aruch, against the Psak of the Rambam, that we do not say we say there's no Chazara, even Toch De Dibur at all, when it comes to Hekdash. And that's, you have in source number 3, you have the Rambam Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanos. So that's the next question, is how do we fit the Gemara in Bava Kama with the Psak of the Rambam? And again, the Pashup Shot in our Gemara, leaving aside the Gemara in Bava Kama, seemingly would learn our Gemara that way, but the Pashup Shot in our Gemara is that there is no Chazara Toch De Dibur at all when it comes to Hekdash. So that's the third question. And the fourth question is the Gemara Nedarim you have in the second source, and it's also Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara talks about the principle of Toch De Dibur and says that there are four exceptions. Helps the Toch De Dibur Kedibur, Chutz, Mimigadev, Overos Kachavim, Mekadesh, Megarish. So there are four exceptions. The Mashmo says there are no more exceptions to the Klal Toch De Dibur Kedibur. And how does that leave, how is it then that Hekdish is also off the list? So those are the four questions we're going to deal with. The first Mahalach, I'm not going to spend so much time on, is Tosos in our Gemara. Tosos in our Gemara, if you read carefully in Tosos, really is sticking in the Shach of Atari I mentioned just now, the Gemara Bava Kama, sticking into our Gemara. Tosos says here, Perush, what he's explaining, what this case of we need to teach us Nimlach, Perush Kedei She'elas Shalom Talmud the Rav, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. That our Gemara is saying, we need to tell you Nimlach doesn't work in a case where we say Shalom Talmud the Rav, which is the longer shear, Dekai Malan, because we always hold of the shorter shear, that's what Tosos says. So Tosos is putting in the Havamina Maskana as it is in the Gemara Bava Kama, and Memela, all the questions are obviously answered. Hektish is the same as Kol Tarkul, like the Gemara Bava Kama says. The Gemara Nadar makes perfect sense. Yunei Kama'ayin and Mishlo Melech points out that must be Tosas didn't have that Girsa, because that really doesn't seem to have anything to do with a shorter shear, longer shear, and that's the Gra points out on the side here that you shouldn't be, he takes these words out of the Gemara. So potentially there was another Girsa, so that would take care of all the questions very easily. However, most of the Rishonim don't seem to learn that way, and as I said before, the Rambam paskins clearly that there is no Chazara at all for Hekdash. So the rest of the time, we're going to work on explaining all these questions in light of Shitas HaRambam. So first, let's deal with the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama, as I mentioned, seems to be clear that there is a concept of Toch Dei Dibur when it comes to Hekdash Temura, is what the Gemara Bava Kama brings from. And the Gemara says, we do say, all only thing we don't say is the longer share of Toch Dei Dibur, but we still say the shorter share. So how would the Rambam deal with that Gemara? So the Mishnah Melech says that if you, the Maskana then of the Gemara Bava Kama is the shorter share of Toch Dei Dibur, is the share of Toch Dei Dibur. However, there are many Gemaros in Shas, Gemara Makos, and Gemara in Shavuos, and a Gemara in Nazir, maybe Gemara Shavuos might be another Girsa, but the Gemara in Nazir, I bring in the Marmakoma source 4, which just assumed ever pushes that the shear for Toch Dei Dibur is Kadesh Elas Talmud Larav, namely the longer shear. So you have a Gemara Bava Kama that assumes the shorter shear, but everywhere else in Shas we assume the longer shear. And the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, when he's quoting this Gemara Bava Kama, this din of the Tzir Fedus Vedim Zilman, he says, and what is the shear of Toch Dei Dibur? I forgot to put in the Marmar Komas, but he says, what's the shear of Toch Dei Dibur? It's Kadesh Elas Talmud Larav. So the Rambam is clearly paskins like the Steambas Dvarim and Rova the Gemara in Shas, that Toch Dei Dibur is the longer shear. If that's the case, so you can't answer anymore that the stira between Temura and Eidim Zomin is the longer shear versus the shorter shear. Because if the Maskana really is the longer shear, so you can't say, oh, I'm Havmina, the longer shear, Kamashman, the longer shear, that doesn't work anymore. So So that's al karchach. The Rambam had to learn in the Gemara in, sorry, the Rambam, not the Gemara Mekama says what it says because it's assuming the shorter shear, but for the Rambam who assumed the longer shear, al karchach, when you would ask that question in the Gemara Mekama, how do you fit the din by edus with the din by edim zom by tamura and hektish? So al karchach, you have to say shiny hektish, like we were saying before, like the pashup shan er Gemara. And that's why the Rambam rejects the Gemara Bava Kama. It's not a kasha on the Shita Sarambam. We'll get there. One thing at a time. So the Sos deals with the... he doesn't reject the Gemara Bava Kama in the way that the Mishnah Melech does, but the Sos says, even though the Gemara Bava Kama assumes that there is Chazara by Hektish, however, we have a Gemara Nazir that is clear that there is no Chazara by Hektish. And what is that Gemara? If it's source 5, not going to read inside, but the Gemara there talks about the Shita Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai, just read, quotes the line of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, if you say, Harini Nazir ben Agrogros, the second line of the Ketzos in source 5, Harini Nazir ben Agrogros, the person says, I'm a Nazir from Grogros. Minadvela, Beis Shammai Omrim Nazir. So that counts as Nazir. So the Gemara explains that saying Minagrogros, Minadvela, doesn't really make any sense, leaving aside all the details over there in Nazirus. But Lemaisa doesn't make any sense, so says the Gemara that you have to go with the first thing he said. The first thing he said is Harini Nazir. He added in a Tanai that doesn't really work. And so we go with what we said initially. I asked the Gemara, why don't we say there's Sheila? Why don't we say he took it back? And Tosus explains there's Chazara. He was Toa. We should say he could take it back, Tokh de Dibor. So the Gemara says, no, we can't do that because Ein Sheila b'Nazirus, and the I don't know if it's clear in the Gemara, I forgot that, but the Ktos certainly explains that the Pshat here is that we don't, since there's no Tos when it comes to Nazirus, and there's no Tos when it comes to Hektish, so if there's no Tos, you can't have a Chazara Toch De Dibur. Because why? When you say, the first thing you say it's going to be Hektish, so it's Chalas Hektish right away. Now you want to tell me, oh no, I made a mistake, I didn't really mean that. But it doesn't matter, even if you made a mistake by Nazirus and Hektish, the Gemara compares them, even if you made a mistake, so you can't undo that mistake. There's no undoing the mistake that you made, and therefore, Chazara doesn't work. Just one second. The Amnei Nezer, just to explain this a little more clearly, the Amnei Nezer says that, and based on the Rambam, who also has a Lashon of Tos when he's talking about this halacha when it comes to Nedarim, the Amnei Nezer explains that, what's Pshat B'chlal, that there's this idea of Tochei Dibur? How could it be that you take back what you said? What does that mean? So Amnei Nezer says, the fact that you say something, Tochei Dibur, you change what you said, you take it back, that's a simon that what you said initially was a mistake. No one does that. No one says something and then right away changes their mind. So the fact that you change your mind is a simon that your initial statement was a mistake. And Mela, if you said something you didn't mean, the whole thing was a mistake, so it falls away. That's how generally Chazara works, Tokhde Dibur. However, when it comes to Hekdish, and Nazirus is what the Gemara is talking about there, when it comes to those things, so you can't say such a svaras. You want to tell me the first thing you said was a mistake? Okay, very nice, you made a mistake. But when it comes to Hekdish, it's Chal right away. So says the Ktos, therefore, the Gemara in Bava Kama that's assuming there is Chazara Behekdish is Al-Karchach being Cholek on this Yisod, because the Gemara Nazir is clear that there's no Chazara Behekdish because of this idea that Ein Tos Behekdish. So says the Ktos, you have a Macholkas of the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Gemara in Nazir, and the Rambam in the Gemara in Nazir, and there's not a problem that the Gemara in Bava Kama is not the way. Yes? I think the Gemara assumes that Beis Shammai would say it's not that Tos Hektish is not Hektish. Of a king to say Beis Shammai, Tos Hektish may Hektish, so Hani Shei. All right, so Tos Hektish, yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, but if you go like Beis Hillel, which is how we pass in Tos Hektish, may Hektish be Tos, so Hani Hektish, then how would that mean this answer would necessarily stand?
So it's not clear. I think the Tos wants to say there that, yes, that even Beis Hillel really agrees.
I think that's the Tos says that Menachos, right?
The Tos Hektish, Shalei Hektish.
That connected to Tos Hektish, and that depends on Beis Shammai and Beis
Hillel.
Yeah,
but they're
only
asking.
That's Tos Hektish.
Still,
base,
some base.
And if we were to hold Tos Hektish, then the answer wouldn't stand anymore, right?
You could say it's not true, but the Rambam doesn't actually say that, right? I mean, the language of the Rambam is not that it is Tos.
What was it?
Where? The Rambam
says Doma.
I think they have the Lashon of the Rambam is quoted here.
Rambam Shavuos.
Kmo Tos Neder, yeah, it's Rambam says. Kmo Tos Neder.
What?
Kmo toes neder. The havile kmo toes neder. Oh no, sorry. The doma le toes. That's the toes lashon doma.
Right. So how would you? That's why I think he's trying to explain that it doesn't depend on the sil v'shamah. Tosas thinks that it depends on the sil v'shamah. So how would you explain when the Avnei Nezer that you're unless again you could explain it according to the Avnei Nezer, because the Avnei Nezer isn't saying, the Avnei Nezer is saying I have an expansion of what constitutes Tosas, and I think that in time is talking about Divrei, there's really an implicit Tosas.
Right.
So that's a way of getting out of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel.
Meaning they're not talking about that kind of Tosas.
Meaning it's a different kind of a toes. Oh. There's the straight toes, and then there's toes, which is implied by, well, let's say you don't want to take that view at all, but you still have the connection to toes.
Right. I didn't work on that that side of the that connection with the Gemara.
Is the end of the toes here?
Because what I'm getting at is that maybe you could suggest that there's a common denominator between what you think about toes and what you think about Tochtei Dibur, even if they're not the same.
Right.
But the simple reading of the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hashuos, which says Doma L'toes, I mean, the way the Avnei Nezer understands it, you can read it that way and it's fine. But it is a bit of a chiddush.
Right.
The Pashtus of the Rambam is that he's equating these two things. He's not saying it's the same. He's not saying Tochtei Dibur is toes. He's saying just like toes works, Tochide Dibur. Where toes works, Tochide
right.
Dibur works, which means that there's a common denominator between them. And then when you look back in Maisa Krabanos, Ram there doesn't say that toes, Ram says there's no Chazara,
Hekdesh.
Right. So it would seem that there's, according to the Rambam, something that combines those three things. So there's no Chazara, no Tochide Dibur, and that has something to do with whether there is or isn't toes. So you
I didn't go into understanding the din of Tos Behekdesh. I didn't.
No, I'm just saying maybe it has something to do with the role of Meisen, the role of,
right.
You know, how Meisa-oriented something is, you know, what it means to even be. There are two ways to be closer from things too. Right? You can be closer from things because they're not over. You can be closer from things because they're over, but you have a period of Chazara. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk about that.
Okay. So I'm saying that might be connect. That might be a basis for explaining the connection between Taos, Tochtei Dibur, and Chazar.
Meaning that Taos is clearly what it was, Chalos, and it was reversing.
Well, real Taos is
but I'm saying it's still only
that whether or not something is an objective Maisorient, or it's a Chalos, or it's connected to Dat, those things share common, how you're going to define Taos, how you're going to define Chazar, how you're going to define simultaneity.
I will have what to say from the Chazara / Tochtei Dibur side of things. I didn't get into Tos so much by Hekdesh.
The Xos is intending here to explain the Rambam?
Yeah.
But, and he ends up with...
No, he just with the Rambam Maisa Karbonos?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he started from.
But he ends up with the assumption that Hekdesh Tos is not Hekdesh?
It is Hekdesh, yes. And there's no Shaila Hekdesh. There's no Shaila Hekdesh because Hekdesh Tos is Chal, so you can't undo... I don't know. That's what I was just saying over the Ksos says.
I know.
He really says don't.
Right.
Yeah, but the Ksos is trying to build up that and say.
No, you could still say again the common denominator. Wouldn't say even the Ksos doesn't say to me.
But I'm saying, he's connecting that to Beis Shammai, isn't he?
Yeah, but the Gemara, because the Gemara, the Gemara Nazir, when it talks about Shittas Beis Hillel, it says, now the reason Beis Hillel argues is because you're not saying the Nazir is the proper formulation. So it sounds like it's a technical machlokas Beis Shammai, not a fundamental
case. The closest point is merely to neutralize the evidence from above Kam.
But if he's...
And
right?
He's trying to say the Gemara Nazir is not that way, right?
Right. Now what? But he is not necessarily to square the language of the Rabba Barbe. There's no kasha from above Kam, that's
Because the Gemara
Nazir is different than Bava Kam, so the two sentences.
Right, that's what it says. Nesivus is bothered when why he picked the Gemara Nazir over the Gemara Bava Kam.
Right, saying but others go further and say that the Rambam Shita is Hava Hatalia, not just the Dechia of Bava Kam, but what Tochtei Dibur is going to work in area, in this tchum, in that tchum, in another tchum, is going to be directly or indirectly linked to Hekdesh Betalos. Right, Exos isn't necessarily saying that.
Right. Okay. All right, so those are possible dechiyos of the Gemara Bava Kama. Alone, we'll get to maybe one of the more of the ends. The Gemara Nedarim, what do we do with the Gemara Nedarim as Shai asked before? So the Gemara Nedarim, you could get out of the Gemara Nedarim with technical answers and say the Gemara is lav dafka for one reason or another. The Radbaz on the Rambam says quotes from Rabbi Yochanan and Erevin that we don't learn from Klalim, so there's a Klal that chutz, it's Hilchas HaTok Dibra chutz me for a few things, but doesn't necessarily mean those are the only exceptions. And the Chognasan in the back of the Gemara says maybe the Gemara Nedarim, it's a little bit of a stretch, maybe the Gemara Nedarim is assuming like the Gemara in Bava Kama, we assume the short shear of Tokhid Dibor by Hektish, like we were saying before, and that's why really Hektish is included in the Tokhid Dibor. And the Shita Mekubetzis in Nedarim says, you know, when it says Mekadesh for Kiddushin, really included in that is Hektish. But what could be more fundamental, maybe that's what the Shita Mekubetzis in Nedarim is getting at, is that it's not just included because it's the same word, but maybe it's really, even if it's not included, but it's the same yisod of those four things, of Odazar, Megadav, Gidim, Kiddushin, that apply to Hektish as well. So in order to see whether that's the case, we have to take a step back and understand a little bit more about the Din of Tokhid Dibur. The Ram in Tumura. Yeah, the Ram in Pirish Mishnayis assumes like everyone else, they don't say Chazar Tokhid Dibur here.
Right, but he also compares it to the other four.
He says it's like the other four. Oh, so I didn't remember that when I saw it, but okay, that would indicate...
Yeah, but he has six, because he counts...
Mimir and Mekadesh.
Mekadesh.
Yeah, those are... Gitu, Farzara, Kiddushin.
Again, I'm not so convinced
that
that's what he ought to
be,
like
Yadav HaZakah,
but that's what he says. Let's
see if... let's understand a little bit about Tokhid Dibur. So Rabbeinu Tam, yeah?
Are you addressing a textual question, or a conceptual question?
Now I'm going to address a conceptual question. I was making a textual point before. You could just get out of it technical grounds, but there might be something more fundamental going on here. So, and then b'chal, we have to understand the psak of the Rambam conceptually as well to understand why it is that Hektish is different. So the, just a little background on Tokhid Dibur, so Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by the Rishonim that says the idea of Chazar Tokhid Dibur, that you can say something and take something back, or not view it as a hefsik when you interrupt, is a takanas chazal, so people would be able to interrupt during Kinyanim to greet their Rebbeim. Person there making a deal, and as Rebbe walks by, he's got to say Shalom Aleichem to his Rebbe. So it was a takanas chazal not to view that as a hefsek. It should have been really hefsek. It should have been that you can't interrupt when you're making some kind of business deal or saying things. But chazal are matakin to view that as a hefsek. The Ramban of Basra, and then Mar Makomus, but the Ramban of Basra quotes Rabbeinu Tam and then quotes the Rav Abbasdin, who says a similar kind of idea that since the din in brachos is that if a person is in the middle of Kriyat Shema, he's Shalom mipnei Yira. So he also has to interrupt Sei Shalom Aleichem in the middle of davening, since we don't want that to be considered a hefsek, because he has to interrupt. So Chazal made a takana across the board that amount of time of Tokhid Dibur is not considered a hefsek in halacha. The Ran, there in the Nedarim, I have it on the Mar Makomos, the Ran asks on Rabbeinu Tam, how could this be? We find that this idea of Chazar Tokhid Dibur works for Dinim Deraisa. We just mentioned the Rambam before in Hilchos Shavuos, and he assumes it works by Nedarim. I don't know if it says somewhere in Perish it works by Nedarim. But I guess it's the Stima Sagamara that it would work. That it would work for Nedarim. So if it works for Dinim Deraisa, how could it be a Din Derabanan? Rashid Ben Gubetza says L'Migdar Milsa, like the Gemara in Yavama. So sometimes you have Yisurim Derabanan that were Oker Davim Natarah be or Dinim Derabanan that Oker Davim Natarah Mekum Vase. But okay.
Is Dinim Neder already cleared in Nazir and Nedarim?
Right, I guess the Gemara knows it talks about Nedar, I guess knows the same thing. Okay.
You don't have it here, but beforehand I think it talks about
Nedar. Okay.
And then so isn't the price here in Nazir about Amarini Nazir Visham Chavir
Tokhid Dibur? That's not Chazara, that might be different.
Oh, you're
talking about? It is Chazara Tokhid Dibur.
Chazara.
That turns out to be Masa. Okay. So, fine. So that's the Ran's question on Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran then goes on to say that really this is a Din D'Oraisa. And the reason it's in Daraisa is that when you make some kind of statement or you make some kind of chalos, so your das is that you potentially will be chozer Tokhid Dibur, and that's kind of assumed, and therefore, mi Daraisa, if you would take that back, that would be valid, because the whole thing at the beginning, the whole thing from the beginning, was made al Tanai, basically, that you have Tokhid Dibur to take it back. But both the Shitas, It could be that I mean I don't know what you're about to say in terms of that original context, but the Balei Tosfos say in different places that kind of Chazal are attacking below plug. What, I mean, they were attacking for a very specific kind of situation, but they made this takana below plug. That they applied even in situations where it's not dibur, not das. So, like the Gemara Dharm. Okay.
If you stop what you're saying and read something else, then you assume that what you said is fine. So if you took the Hebrew period, make it as if you still know what you're talking.
Okay, very good.
But
thank you, Zach.
You should feel now that the contradict, you might be able to modify, but to see the exact opposite of what you just said.
Why
is that? If you accept the premise that as long as you're speaking continuously, then nothing you said is final and you can retract, so then the halakha of Tokhid Hebrew word is.
What? That premise is Tokhid
Hebrew. No, it's not.
Let's say.
I'm talking. No, I am talking. The point is, you have this halacha that as long as you're still talking, you can. Yeah, nothing you said is to be taken as sort of your point of view on the matter. So then, or your statement on the matter. That's the halacha. Without Tokhid Hebrew. The Hebrew is Mechadish that we still. That included in that is even if you just stop for the time of Tokhid Hebrew.
You only need Tokhid Hebrew to pause?
Right.
Yeah, that's the Rishonim.
That's what emerges anyway.
Yeah, the Rishonim of Vasa is clear.
What's the marker that you can just continuously change your mind while you're talking? That's Pasha.
In these different contexts.
Right, like you say
it's
one
not,
word.
You could have said that once a person says something, it could be that's the difference between these cases.
Whatever the lumnus is, the Rashbam and Baba Basra is clear that if you don't stop, everything's open and things can go back and forth. Once you stop, then we have to start getting into Tokhid Hebrew. So thank you, Shai.
That could be the difference between Megad. Maybe that's the difference between Megad in these four contexts is that actually the initial halacha, namely that is if it's continuity, then maybe the halacha is that there actually is no. Maybe
right. I didn't get into the continuity.
Megad, at least with regard to Megad, it makes sense. Right. If you're over with us, or you say something over to Zara, so is it obvious that if you, as long as you speak continuously, you can still
take it back.
Do the damage?
Right. Okay. Could be over to Zara Megadif for a different, but fine. We'll get back to that. So, the Al Kapanim, that's the Rabban Tam and the Ram. The question that Divrei Yecheskel points out is that it doesn't seem to fit really well. The Rabban Tam is difficult because we find it for Dinum Daraisa, where you can't say it's Lemigdar Milsa, like for Edus. So for Edus, that the Gemara and Bavakam we were talking about before, they're going to be Mitzarev, the two Haggadah Edus within Tokhtei Dibur, that doesn't really fit at all with the whole idea of Rabbeinu Tam and the Migdar Milsa. So that's hard to say. But not to work for Din D'Oraisa. It's a low plug d'Rabbanan working on creating a Din D'Oraisa by Edim Zomin. It's hard to say.
It means
you can say that in Din D'Rabbanan.
The Rabbanan's right. It does work by Mitzarev.
So that's Akru Dar Min HaTorah Kumba Seid L'Migdar Milsa. It sounds like that L'Migdar Milsa is like a specific situation.
But not
low plug. It's hard to say. L'Migdar Milsa is low plug. That doesn't really sound right. And the other thing is that even the Ran's idea, the whole based on Das, but we clearly find it. Edus, maybe you can fetch that into Das, but clearly the Gemara Nedarim, as right before the Gemara mentions Hilchos, so the Gemara is talking about Kriya. That if a person, you think a person dies, you tear Kriya, and then within Tokhid Hebrew, the person does die. So then that kriya works. What does that have to do with opening up your das like the Ron's talking about? So Al Karkal, there's something else going on here. Yes, Sam?
Just to clarify, I don't understand how the Migdar Milsa would be helpful even in the case of Migdar Milsa. Like, they just needed to have,
He doesn't really explain it. He just says
Migdar Milsa. Okay. I'm about to say a better answer anyway. Maybe. Okay. So the Divrei Yecheskel says that in explaining, maybe he would also answer for Nedarim and the Edus and all these things, Divrei Yecheskel says really there are two types of Tokhid Dibur. And number one, there is a Shir Tziruf. I heard this from a Sablowski years ago. He wanted to say it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, part of Shirim. Where else does it come from? But there's a Shir Tziruf of Tokhid Dibur. Anytime two things happen in Tokhid Dibur, they can be brought together and be viewed as happening either at the same moment or one after the other, but they can be viewed together. Why did the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam have to come up with all kinds of different ideas to explain these taking things back? So l'chora, the pshat is that when you're taking something back, that doesn't make any sense anymore to say it at the same time. You have two contradictory statements. You want to put them in at the same time. You can't say that they both happen at the same time. When you have like an edus. So if the two edus happen at the same time, al pidin, then we can view them as all as one big hazama. or if the kriya pidin took place at the same time as the misa, so we could view that as the kriya happening for this mace. But to say, to have two things that contradict each other happening at the same time, l'chora, that doesn't make sense. Or so that maybe that's why Tokhid Dibur doesn't work there, and that's why Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran have to put in their ideas, one deraisa, one derabanan, but either way, to explain chazara is what their ideas are needed for. Chazara Tokhid Dibur is when you need those ideas, because to make it happen at the same time wouldn't make sense. Yes.
And that's not going
to
answer when the Gemara and Ksuba talks about Chazara for Gaitis, not just in terms of not what, like the Gemara and Bava Kamma. The Gemara is probably relevant to the Gemara and Bava Kamma too, but it's, well, what's clear the Gemara and Ksuba is talking about is that you have the ability to be Chozer from your Aedos, Tokhid Dibur, and that the Gemara thinks is so clearly talking about the Darais level, because they're asking about being punishing.
So it's a Kashan or Binatam.
Yeah, I'm saying this,
not Kashan
or Binatam, I'm saying this doesn't answer. You know,
right, I mean, you could say for the Ran that even Haggadah Seydus is open.
For the Ran, you could maybe fetch it.
You could fetch it. That's what I mentioned before.
Yeah,
Rabbeinu Tam, sorry. Okay. I said to you, I wasn't going to do the whole Sigi Tokhid Dibur, because it's...
Well, it's already in Pusa anyway.
Sorry? In Ruba also. It's not obvious in Ruba, because it's clearly...
The whole shock of the time.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
The person said that you can't do three things at the same time. So are either of them binding on him?
So I would say, according to Rabbeinu Tam,
I'm what I'm really asking you is that what you just said now contradicted what you said.
Or let's say that happened.
A minute ago you said
it over the
Dibur,
it's all right.
There's a Shtarka Svarach Hitzona that says that if you say A, then you say not A, and you said that without any interruption, that clearly not A is Mavato A. And now you just said, even if you
say
A and not A at the same time, so neither of them is Mavato one.
Okay.
It probably depends on what. And another question then is what kind of people you're talking about and in what area of halacha. Right? Sometimes saying something is significant and sometimes not saying something is significant. Sometimes you need to say something uncommonly. Sometimes even if you just say something and allow it, you know, to exist legally and confuse and contradictory matter, that's good too. Right? It should depend on what area. That really might be one. Some of these other issues might just reflect what kind of people or what transaction you're talking about.
There are Rishonim, the Yad Ramah is clear, about to quote the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is clear in Bava Basra that it works even on two contradictory things. Even Chazara works based on this general principle. He does it not machalik, and just in it, he's explaining that Gemara, and explaining this klal, which is talking about Chazara, and he just says, yeah, because everything happens at the same time, and it works. In a chanami, the Yad Ramah doesn't have it.
Where you allow Chazar to begin with. Now, if you say Chazar works,
yeah,
then of course, anytime you have two things at the same time, then that will be Chazar.
Well, I'm saying...
There could be areas, and what I'm trying to say is there's some areas where there is no Chazar. I'm just trying to figure out the one thing that he said, you know, and then the question of simultaneity, or, you know, the order in which you said it, like you said before. You can have order within the Masakas, too, sometimes. So
right.
You can't ignore the applications as the different areas. But they don't all be the same either. That's one way that you might look at the part of the problem. The Rambam is not just, you know, what do you do with the Gemara Bava Kamma, but how come there's, you know, once you think that you know, that there's no Tokhid Dibur in Tmura and in Kachin, so why isn't it just straight out on the list in? Right.
Well, we're kind of getting there. So
the answer, the general answer, I don't want to, you know, usurp what you're saying, but the general answer may be that there could be more than one reason why a particular area of halacha differs with regard to talking to people. Right. That list might be about one thing, and this, you know, might be about something else.
Okay.
Much the same, and Rambam in particular is apt to do that much in the same way that he did it, for example, in, like, you know, Yeshliyahu Dvar Aveira. Essentially, the Gemara here, and the Gemara has a few exceptions. And the Rambam, you know, mentions, you know, as if the only exception is, let's say, me. All the Farshim ask, but it's not true. And he himself paskins, you know, Tvicha, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The pattern is that, you know, the rule sometimes, that the rule isn't always just about, you know, when you know, the facts. Sometimes the rules reflect a certain perspective, and that perspective,
or two exceptions. Two
right.
Exceptions.
Okay. All right. So that's. I just was steer back to what I was trying to say. I think the Svar Chitzona may have been according to Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ran. Maybe the first thing you like. Rosa was saying that even if you have a tzir, if they happen at the same time, there is one thing after the other. So maybe somehow this whole idea of you can't put in the second one once you have the first one, that might be what he's saying. They have to come on to other reasons to be able to undo the first statement that was made. The Yad Ramah, though, seems to deny that. Seems to be okay with just this general principle of Tochei Dibur of allowing a chazar. Just one more understanding. So again, there's the so far, two basic understandings of Chazar Toch de Dibur. Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a Dindar Abana, Takana. The Ran, that it's a Dindar Raisa based on Das. And the Yad Ramah, that it's a Dindar Raisa, that there's somehow, when you're Mitzarev two things together, that gives you the ability to be Chazar Toch de Dibur. The Ktos, later in that same piece, has a different idea. And maybe this is really what the Yad Ramah means. I'm not sure. It could be they're saying the same thing. But the Ktos elaborates an idea, and the Shayosher also talks about it, that really Toch de Dibur is kind of an opening, similar to some ideas where Rosenberg was talking about before, that maybe every time you speak, so that what you say doesn't become final until Toch de Dibur passes. And then once you have a Dibur, so Asi Dibur Umevatel Dibur. You said something, there's a klal in the Gemara, Asi Dibur Umevatel Dibur, and you can take it back. It can't go on forever, so Toch de Dibur is the limit for when you can take it back. Again, I'm not getting into all the sugyas of Asi Dibur Umevatel Dibur when it applies, so Noah is getting ready to start going at me. But that's how the Ktos seems to explain the concept of Chazar Toch de Dibur. Again, maybe that is what the Yad Ramah means, that when you have a tziruf, that's the tziruf creates that window of opportunity to take it back. An interesting ha'ara I came across last night, actually. I was thinking about this for a while. If you just take this idea that we're talking about Chazara, Toch de Dibur, does it work, does it not work? So I was trying to understand the din in Hilchos Brachos that we often do say Chazara, Toch de Dibur works. So the Rush, in Brachos, in the first parak, says that the Gemara has a suffix there about, not clear exactly what the Gemara means, big machlokes Rishon, when you take a cup of wine, a cup of, you think you make a bar pirgahon, what you thought was beer. So the Rush explains, based on the riff, that the Gemara suffix is in a case where you pick up a cup of beer and you think that you think you're holding wine, you make a bar pirgahon, and then Toch de Dibur, you switch it to say shahakal. So that's the Gemara suffix. Does the Toch de Dibur switch from bar pirgahon to shahakal, does that work to fix up your bracha? So I thought maybe this is the suffix of the Rush, that he's misupik dafkan this tekuda. Do you say that Toch de Dibur, you can undo something? He said, according to the Yad Ramah and the Ktos, you can undo something. Asi Dibur about the Dibur. You just take back what you said previously, and that works. But according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, that doesn't work from the regular Din of Toch de Dibur. You have to come on to other Svaros of Das and Takanas Ashuk, and those things, L'chor, don't apply to Hilchos Brachos, again, unless you say a low plug, like we were saying before. So L'chor, those don't apply to Hilchos Brachos. Maybe that's group of the suffix of the Rush in Brachos, whether you take the approach of the Ran, the Rabbeinu Tam, or you go with the Yad Ramah and the Ktos' Mahalach in Toch de Dibur. And then I saw in the Ha'aras of Yashiv points out that the Rashba actually says it doesn't make any sense. How could it be Toch de Dibur? You undo what you said. So the Rashba again seems to be buying into this idea that maybe you can't undo something Toch de Dibur. But Rav Yashiv wants to say there's a Ra'il Ha'ora from the Din in Shulchan Aruch that if you say Hakel Hakadosh and Hamelech Hakadosh Toch de Dibur, so that works. You can change it. So you just said Brachat Hashem Hakel Hakadosh Hamelech Hakadosh. I would have said, unless it's an akira, unless it's a chazar, and I take back like Hakel Kadosh, it's hard to understand why you yotz that bracha. You said the wrong bracha. So that Rav Yosef suggests maybe is a raya to this idea that we really do paskin that you can take back. He has dechia, the Berachas Avram is dechia, but we won't get into it. Right, you are correct. But the Shulchan Aruch, we do need a melech kadosh.
Right, you do, but you don't necessarily need to get rid of it. Oh, the Hakel
Kadosh. Yeah, Hakel Kadosh. Hakel Kadosh and Melech Kadosh is a good bracha. Right.
You know,
so normally, when you have one, you can't have the other.
Right.
You can.
So it could be. Right, it could be that's. There are other. Some I saw. Berachas Avraham is another dechia.
More accurate than what the din is.
That you can just Hakel Kadosh and Melech Kadosh.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't say it, but you did.
Okay. So then we're not saying it's a chazar. Anyway, yeah.
Why would it be a hasik? Why would it be a hasik? Well, they would say hasik, but maybe
Hakel isn't a hefsek necessarily.
Oh,
but you don't have you don't even have the, you haven't fulfilled the proper key of Abraha either.
Yes, I am there, but interesting.
You make the argument that Akel is
the same thing would be true if he's
just
like
telling me.
No, I would say no.
But it's not nice.
It's not like Akel HaKadosh doesn't belong. It's that we have Kedah this time in the year that we emphasize
about. It's not enough. If you would make a total mistake and say the wrong word, you would be reading the wrong word and say the wrong word, so it's
Yeah. I'm saying you could be Mechali, you could draw the line in different places, but we could certainly, that might be true too, what you're saying. But I'm just saying, it's not how Kel is a Pagam, number one, and number two, probably how Kel is better than something random anyway. So, Ilu Yitzur, you could have,
I'm assuming it would be true if something random.
Right. Okay. Adkan and Tosh Deber in general, yes.
Maybe you could just apply this to something which comes up very frequently, I think. Let's say that someone's reading the Torah, and they say the right word, then the Gabbai corrects them to the wrong word, and then they say the wrong word.
The Ramban in Brachas there learned the sugya that way, that the it's you the Tokh the Dibur, you went to the wrong bracha, and does that, so that's an whole another question. Can you undo to mess yourself up? Right. The Rashba argues on the Ramban also. The Rashba is really saying the Shita on the Ramban. You can't undo it to mess yourself up. I know. I was saying Rabbi Natan wouldn't say it's a chazara. I was saying only in the Yad Raman, the Ketos would say it's a chazara because you have this window, Tokh Dei Dibur, where you can undo things you said.
But even there, and you're sure that you're saying that it's going to be a chazara across the board.
Not necessarily. I guess the Ayin Shem and the Sugin Brachas, you could be mechalk. That's the Ramban explains the Gemara that way. So then you have to understand: is there a difference between messing it up and improving, fixing it? So okay, fine. So that's Adkan for Hektish. So those are the different mahalkim. Obviously, it's a huge sugin, a lot to talk about. But a few different mahalakim and understanding Hekdash. With that, we can turn... Sorry, an understanding Tokh Dei Dibur. With that, we can turn to Hekdash. And mostly, a little bit in Rishonim and mostly in the Achronim, take these understandings of... I was not going to go with the mahalak of saying that the Gemara Nedarim is really different. What I would like to do is what some Achronim do, is say that the Yisod of those four exceptions, or at least Ginnun Kiddushin, maybe Avodah Zarah Mugadlef as well, but the Yisod of those exceptions applies to Hekdash as well, and really... The Gemara didn't have to tell you Hekdash because it's Bechlal the Gemara Nedarim. Because remember, that's what we're trying to understand, how our Gemara fits with the Gemara Nedarim. So the Machan Ephraim assumes like Rabbeinu Tam, Machan Ephraim Hilchos Tzedaka, and he says the whole thing's a Din D'Rabbanan. And what's pshat in those exceptions? So the Shita Mekubetzos in Nedarim says that those exceptions, it's because we don't want to apply the Takana D'Rabbanan on these kinds of cases. We're going to create, it's a mess with Avodah Zarah. We don't want people to be able to take back Avodah Zarah. And I guess that maybe it doesn't work because it's Daraisa, you have to see there. But that's the Machan Ephraim says that it's a Din D'Rabbanan. And for something that's Chomer like Hekdash, we want to keep the Din D'Raisa. We don't want people messing around with Hekdash. We don't want people messing around with getting Kiddushin. So we just keep the Din D'Raisa and we don't apply Chazer Tokh Dei Dibur. That's the Machan Ephraim applying Rabbeinu Tam to Hekdash. The Radbaz on the Rambam uses the Ran to explain Hekdash. And he says just like the Ran understands When it comes to Ginnun Kiddushin, I don't think I spelled this out before, but the Ran explains that Ginnun Kiddushin, Avodah Zarah Megadef, since those are very serious matters, so you don't say them with this open das, maybe I'll take it back, you only say them Haskama Gemura, I think this is Lashon. So the Radbaz says when it comes to Hekdash as well, you're about to be makdash something Lashamayim, that's a very serious matter, you only do that Haskama Gemura, and therefore would be Bechlal the exception to the Gemara Nedarim. Tosa Menachos takes a different route. Also, we'll have to work it in with the Gemara Nedarim. But Tosfos Menachos says...
If you're going that way, though, then just why do you need to even... Why do the Gemara enumerate four? I'm just curious. If you're
so,
just
so some,
it's based on the same episode, so then why does it name only four, not five?
So some say that the Gemara is not dealing with Hekdash. Like Kutchim, we're in Nashon Zikin over there, we're not dealing with Kutchim. So that's why Hekdash is... I think the Rabbaz also says that. You just said it. So then, once you have that, so you could just say maybe these are the four exceptions in that.
Whereas
I'm not sure.
If you go with the root Rosen I was talking about, then you don't.
You don't have Bechlal, you don't have to. You can. The door is open to anything possible. In conceptually.
No, that's talking about one din and then some other din.
Right. Or you're saying if the idea is Yisod, then why do you need four? Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying if you tell me they're four Yisod, this is Nechlal and one of them, fine.
Right.
But if you tell me they're all the same Yisod.
Right.
So then.
Okay, could be. Fine. Tosa Menachos also addresses the question. Tosa Menachos says The reason we don't say chazara toch de divur by hektish is amir legavoa kemesir lehedyo. Since it's in kemesir lehedyo, you can't have chazara. So the Tzos asked that same piece also. He quotes the Tzos and Nachos as a different mahalach, not going with the Tzos idea. But the Tzos asked that the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear. I don't know if everyone Marmakom is, I brought the Ktsos in Marmakom 10, but the Allah in Shulchan Aruch is that you can be Chodzer Tokeh Dedibur when it comes to Kinyanim. So you just told me, it's like Kinyanim, you can't be Chodzer, but that's not true. For Kinyanim, you can be Chodzer. So why should it be that Amir Legavok, Matsir Lehediot suddenly changes things and you can't have a Chazara by Hektish? So the Machan Ephraim, in fact, just rejects Tosam Menachos, that Tosam Menachos must be assuming like the Rishonim that hold you can't have chazara by kinyanim, and that's why he comes out to says his whole mahalach from based on Rabbeinu Tam, as I said before. But the Ktos deals with the question, and the Ktos says there are two parts to kinyanim. Every time you make a kinyan, you have a maisa and a dibur, or we'll call that a das, but the dibur is an expression of the das. So maisa and the dibur. When it comes to the, it's true you can't take back the maisa, but if you had a maisa without dibur in general, you made a maisa kinyan without having any dibur, without expressing that das, that wouldn't work. So says the Ktos, based on his yisog we mentioned earlier, this is where he says it, since we can say, asi dibur mevatel dibur, so you said your dibur about the kinyan, lech kni, but you take that back, nimtza that you have a maisa without a dibur, and that's why the kinyan's no good. That's why there's chazara betoch de dibur when it comes to kinyan, not because you can be choza from maisa. You can't be choza from maisa. But since you could take away your dibur, toch de dibur, at the end of the day, the kinyan is not going to work because it's lacking the dibur. This is, seems to be how Rav Shimon understands it, and the footnote in the Ktos, he seems to explain it this way as well. But when it comes to Amira Legavog and Masir Lehediot, since that Amira, just the Amira part of it, plays the role of a Maisa as well, because it does the same, it accomplishes the Maisa of transferring the things that they're Makdish to Legavoa. So it's really like an Asi Dibur Mavatel Maisa, and that's why it's not going to work.
It's even Gara. It's not even that. You're not just saying that it plays that role. You're saying that because you can still say fine, it plays that role, but there's still also the das role it plays, and das role is, you know, if I can undermine das role, it's efficient. That's what we see from Kinyan.
Right. So he doesn't get into das. He really gets into d-word.
I'm saying, but fine. So let's just say d-word. So the d-word is not playing the role that it plays.
Correct.
That it also plays the.
Correct.
Role.
It plays a double. It plays a dual.
Saying
role.
It replaces the role. There's actually no role for d-word bechlal. In is kibul no role for d-word bechlal.
Right.
D-word in is really just.
I mean, however you want to formulate, but it's a dibur and a maisa together. So now it has, for our purposes, it also has the qualities of a maisa, and therefore you can't take it back.
Or advaz, they quote it before, also has a that's funny. It's interesting. It doesn't quote on Mirasa Gavo. It quotes the fact that it's been that cut should be not off shop.
As the Rabaz, the curious safer, I was gonna mention. I know the Rabaz had that. Rabaz said also. Does quite really
well.
Maybe close to those menachos. Okay, the curious sefer has the machshav. We'll get back to that in a second. I heard from Rav Shechter in a Chabura a couple years ago. He understood this idea a little bit differently based on the Avnei Miluim, who he's saying the same, you know, same person, and he seems to say a little bit differently, possibly, that the idea here is that really not going with so much the dibur of it, but really the das part of it. And when you have things that normally when you put in das, a das is kind of das is a flimsy kind of thing. But you have certain things that your das is so powerful that you can't take that back. So that's and the lashon of the, I think I put the Avnei Miluim in the Armakomos, the lashon of the Avnei Miluim here is that when it comes to because the hekdesh, if you look at the end of the first line, the hekdesh hadibur gufei olam tuva the havelek hamasir, the dibur itself is very, very strong. And you could say what we were saying before, that dibur is very strong, it's like a maisa, but Rav Shechter wanted to explain that the dibur, as an expression of the das, is very strong, and that's a das that's not susceptible to being taken back, as opposed to general kinyonim, where das is, a little bit more movable. So that's how he wanted to explain, and getting the kiddushin then would be the same way, and this is, he thought, is the makkah for Chaim's idea, that getting kiddushin require elevated das, which is expressed by the need for edekiyum, so that's why getting kedushin. This is where we see that getting kedushin need more das, and that's why there's the exception of the din of tochei de dibur.
You need more das, therefore you have more das.
Therefore, you can't take it back. That's what I want to say.
You can also say that if you understand that it's not that you have the schus chazara, it's just that this is giving time until it's chal. You know, you have took the divur until it's chal. So then, amiras legavok if mesira lehedjuk, just say very simply, if it's a mesira, an actual mesira, and what we're saying is, it's mesira lehedjuk. It's a finalized act. So that's right there.
I think that's what I was saying from the Tos, that it becomes a maisa.
That's what I'm saying, it becomes a maisa.
You
know, there's no mesira bechal in the case where you're chozer took the divur, but that's not what we. You know, it's not that. It's almost. I think it's almost.
But if you didn't, but I'm saying if you did a maisa, you can't take that back, even talking to the dibur.
If you did a maisa, what do you mean? If you did a maisa? No, in the case of kinyan, you would be able to. But the point is that it's not. Then what we're saying is there really was no mesira. So if I say amirasal the gavoa can mesirasal the hedyo, we're saying
how can you say there wasn't? How can you say in a kinyan there was no mesira? You physically did the mesira.
It's a pula without any halachic.
That's exactly what Tosa is saying because you're taking out the dibur. That's what makes the pula not have halachic significance. Okay. The nafka mina that Tos mentions is for nidrei tzedakah. So do we say amir legavok mesir lehedyo for nidrei tzedakah? So Tos says, and nafka mina obviously for tochet edibor. So Tos says, I've just told you the whole reason you can't have chazar tochet edibor for hektish is because amir legavok mesir lehedyo. But nidrei tzedakah, we don't say that. So the Tos davar pasha, and somewhere else he's marich about it. But the Tos says, we don't say amir legavok mesir lehedyo, and therefore you can have chazar tochet edibor. While the machan Ephraim, and this day is also quoted in the Piskei Tshuva, the Piskei Tshuva in Yoredeya and Hilchos Tzedakah. The Machan Ephraim assumes davar pasha. We do say Amir Legavok Mesir Lehedyot by Hilchos Tzedakah, and therefore you can take it back. It also gets into the question if a person is Noder Letzedakah and passed away, do the Yorshim have to take up that responsibility? Because if we say Amir Legavok Mesir Lehedyot, so that's a chov that the Yorshim really, it's a shiva, the Yorshim have to take care of. We don't say that, so then you just said something nice, and but it's not really topis anything, and therefore you wouldn't be chal, and some of the Yorshim wouldn't have to take care of it. Also, potentially nachmanis for Schar Shabbos, but I'm not going to get into that for now. Okay, so that's where were we again? So we're trying to explain why Hekdash is different. Basically, the Machan Ephraim goes to Rabbeinu Tam's Mahalach, and on the Derabanan, we don't apply the Din Derabanan. We saw the Ran, who would say that the Radvaz says Das Ran, that the Das here is Baskama Gemura, and therefore there is no Chazar Tochet Edibur. The Ktsos introduces the idea of Amir Legavom Ksir Solahedya and two potential ways to understand that and why that should play a role for Tochet Edibur. The Curious Sefer has an interesting comment. This is the Ron I was alluding to before. The Curious Sefer, I think I have Mar Makomos over here, source number 15. The Curious Sefer says, Ein Chazar Behektish Vafil Tochet Edibur Kaven Desagi Begmar Libo. Since you don't have to say anything, it's enough to just have the machshava, so then, in that case, tochet edibur doesn't work. So it's not clear what that means. So you could have said, you might have said, like the Ran, the idea based on the Ran, or, not based on the Ran, but you might have said more like Rosh Hashanah's idea that since the whole thing is your das, that's very strong das, that das alimta idea, and therefore, you know, the dibur, there's just, you can't take that back. But, one second, it just doesn't fit so well because I'm not going to get into this part of it. But Rosh Hechter, Avodah Zarah Megali, if you had to explain differently, because Das Alimta doesn't seem to have anything to do with those. So you have to explain that differently. Well, and the Kiryas Sefer says, V'havi kedal dvarim shein b'hem chazar, Megali v'avodah zarah mekadish u megarish. So he is clearly assuming that this idea somehow is going to carry over to those. So I saw in the Imre Bina, he suggests that, I don't remember if he quotes the Kiryas Sefer, but others connect it. What he's saying, really saying the same thing as the Kiryas Sefer, that he mentions it, I don't know if he quotes it directly, but he definitely says the same idea, that the idea here is that since you don't need to speak, because the whole thing is based on machshava, the fact that you spoke indicates that you had haskam and gemura based on the Ran that we're saying before. I mean, normally if you say something, so we assume, unless it's these very chumra things, that you don't have haskam and gemura. But when you have something that it's all about machshava, and you don't need to speak at all. The fact that you would only speak if you were really confident and really sure about what you're doing, because otherwise, why would you say anything? So that's what the Imre Bina wants to say. This is just a giloy. The fact that what he means to say is just a simen. The fact you didn't have to speak is a simen that this is done by Haskama Gemura. Really, it's not a different mahalach, but it's along the lines that we were saying before from the Ravaz and the Ran. Okay, so with that, we come out with, I think, four different mahalchim, potentially five if you want to go back to the Ktsos about Tos, of understanding why Hekdash should be different, and all based on the discussion about the Rishonim about Tochet Edibur. Rabbeinu Tam, as you said, the Ran, the Ktsos, Pirush Hechter, and maybe the Ktsos of the first part where he talks about Hekdash B'Tos. moving on to our questions. So we said before, we also were bothered by what's shot with the Gemara, the Unikam Ayin. So what does the Gemara mean there when there's a Havmin of Unikam Ayin? So the Mishnah Melech, with his great Kiyus, points out the Gemara in Perek Mishmeis in Bava Basra that has that same kind of Havamina. Now, what's the context of the Gemara in Bava Basra? And Daf Kuv Mem Ches, the Gemara in Bava Basra is talking about a Shchiv Mira. And if you have a Shchiv Mira, he starts to say, this one's going there, that one's going there, that one's going there, and he's dividing up his Nisachim. So the Gemara said you have to see whether he's b'machalik, whether he's dividing things up, or he's nimlach. When he goes from one person to the other, it's just his way of dividing things up, or he was really changing his mind as he goes from one to the other. The Rashbam there explains, this is something we were talking about before, the Rashbam says, if he doesn't break, so you know he's just dividing things up. If he takes a pause in between, so then he's nimlach. And that's going to have nafkaminas for a dinish gemira. So that's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara there says, based on the way Rashbam explains, the Gemara asks, even if he takes a pause, maybe he's just unikam ayin. Gemara has that same phrase. Maybe he's just being ayin. That's why he paused. Not because he was choser, but because he just wanted to take a second to think about where he was going to divide everything up. And the Gemara says, no, we don't say that by shchimera because he's meidak daik. Shchimera, you know, when he knows his word goes, and he's dividing everything up with his words, so he's not gonna start talking in this way where he's fumbling through and taking a pause in between. So the Mishnah Melech says that's what's happening in our Gemara as well. The Gemara in Temura assume a davar pashut like the Rambam. The Gemara assume a davar pashut that you can't have chazar toch de dibor by hekdesh. What was the only question? The only question was maybe you weren't nimlach. Maybe it's not a chazara. Maybe you're just explaining what you were saying as you were going. So that's dilma. When you're doing the hektish, when you're saying the mother is a shlam and the vlad's an olar by the tamura, you're just, the reason there's a pause is because you're ma'ayin bedavar. Kamash b'lom, we don't say there's a pause. And really, we don't say that you're ma'ayin, and the fact that you pause is an indication that there was really a chazara. But the Gemara is really exactly the Rambam and Bechlan not even getting to a havamina, not to say like the Rambam. Now, it's... why should it be that there's no unity? How does it make sense exactly to compare Shchimira and Temura and Hekdesh? So I thought this makes a lot of sense.
What's the question?
Why do we have the same idea that we don't? Maybe I think there's a connection here between Shchimira and based on Tosaf Menachos, basically what I want to say. Based on Tosaf Menachos, it makes a lot of sense that we'd say Shchimira is treated the same way as being Makdish. That we don't leave open this possibility of a unikam ayin, and maybe the idea is that since you take something very seriously,
you mean
we assume that when
you're reading the Gemara that it isn't a unikam ayin, or that a unikam ayin would work.
That it is not a unikam ayin, because why is it not a unikam ayin? The Gemara
was a unikam ayin.
Well, the Gemara says we assume you're not a unikam ayin. So the Gemara says why is that? Because the Rishchimura is made that dayak. So why is it made that dayak? Why should that be? Maybe it's based on clearly the Gemara is assuming we don't assume Meidak Daik either by Hekdesh. Maybe it's because Amir Lekvog Sersel Hedyot, so you're aware you're doing something very serious in the same way over there that Divrei Shchimira assume Damot is Dindar Abana, but maybe based on we would model it after the Dindar Raisa, and that would explain why we kind of have set up the same model. Yeah. Why is that a reason to say Tokhid Dibur?
Why would it be? Because it would extend. We would have thought that we apply Sukkos Chazar for the reason of naming it Ma'ayin. You have to figure out then, like, is Unik Ma'ayin like a reason to justify Tokhid Dibur? So if the Kamash, if that's what the Gemara means, then the Kamash will understand Unik Ma'ayin doesn't help you to salvage Tokhid Dibur.
Could be. I mean, the Gemara of Basra doesn't sound that way. That's why. Okay, so right. Okay, you want to say?
Can you just speak out again? The two have, I mean, the both would allow to be chosen, or how do they differ from one another?
The there's an, and this is what I'm about to explain, there's an assumption here, which is really presented a third type of Tochei Dibur. We've talked about Tochei Dibur as a tziruf of time, not necessarily for Chazara, maybe yes, maybe not, Machlokes, and we talked about Tochei Dibur, the, potentially the second din, of an ability to be Chozer based on the Ran or Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe it's really all one din. But here, there's another aspect, and that is there a possibility of Tochei Dibur being a shir that you allow you to be Mefarish Dvarav?
How is it a privilege and, if I say, I hereby makdish it, I hereby not makdish it? How is the latter, how is it possible to...
Why, maybe I mean say that both should be Michal at the same time. In the Gemara, so the Mishnah is clear that you can have, you can be Mefarish what you're saying. And you really, according to Rabbi Yossi, want them to be both Michal at the same time, and both be true. So that's the Havamina is, even if you pause, we say that. Kamash Malan, when it comes to Hekdash, we don't give you that window of opportunity. But what comes out is that in general, we have a third halacha of Tochei Dibur, that Mishnah Melachim points out, and the Tosfos and Bava Kama point out, that it can't be, you could be Mefarish Dvarav, even if you're Ma'ayin La'olam. So it would have to be that within that time period, we allow you to be Mefarish what you're saying. So these are exceptions. We don't, because, I was saying before, maybe because they're so serious, because Amir Lekvok, we start to head yod, so you don't take it lightly. That would lead into what we were saying from the Ran. You don't take it lightly to your Bima Ayin in that way, but in principle, that concept of Bima Farish Dvar of Tochei Dibur, that would be okay. And there's only Chazar of Tochei Dibur. We have contradictory things. Maybe that's what the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam reject. Maybe everyone would agree that to make two things being said at the same time, where you're Mefarish, where both things make sense to be said at the same time and work at the same time, then it would make sense to apply Tziruf to that as well.
So what would you say about Hosavas Tanai?
Oh, so Hosavas Tanai, the Kesev Mishnah, and Elvis Isha says that when it comes to Kiddushin, so you can have Hosavas Tanai, even Tochei Dibur.
So the Rambam here, Pirshin Shnayis, says you can't.
When it comes to Hagdish.
So again, I thought that has to do with the way he understood the halakha, the Yidden Kamayim, and so what's the maskana of the Yidden. But in Yadah Chazaka, he doesn't say that.
I was with Yadah Chazaka, and he just says the pasuk shan in the Mishnah is that it depends on your kavana, and it's not a, you know, it's not
right,
a matter of time.
In Mishnah Torah, what he says is very meduyak. He partially has it in this Mishnah that the, which he doesn't say anywhere else in Mishnah Torah. And that is that in Kachin, that's kind of what I was reading before. There's a rule in Kachin that there's no Chazara, and therefore there's no, even Tochei Dibur, there's no Chazara.
Right.
The other places he doesn't say, you can't be Chozer for Tochei Dibur, but not because let's say, Isha Sarav Anuzara or Giduf or Gerushin are not Nitan Chazara, but possibly just because the nature of what they are and how they work, Tochei Dibur doesn't give you entree to do the Chazara. But in the Shita, you could. If you could, the Tzlu Yitzri has such a tziruf, you know, time, etc.
You were talking continuously, would there be Chazara there?
I think maybe.
There would.
Assuming that the continuously matters, you know, maybe it doesn't matter either. Maybe whenever you focus on a Maisa or more Das, on the first thing, you're the Seder Adhar.
In theory, it would be possible, according to this, to say that continuously it would work in this context.
Right, I'm just saying that the Rambam's emphasis here is different than in all the other places. In other places, in Lemaisa, you can't be Chozer in all these places. Right, but here the Rambam says, do you have a language in Maisa from others?
Yeah.
Just the way he says it, that was different.
She'en Chazar b'hektash, afil b'toch de'dibur.
Yeah. That's here the Yisod, it's the result isn't She'en. You know, you could say it the other way, you can, and that's what maybe what it means. There's no Toch de'dibur. Let's say in Giduf and in Avodah Zarah and in Kiddushin and Gitin and Mimela, there's no Chazara.
Right.
But in Kachim, and that's why I think maybe it's in Kachim, the idea is that there's no Chazara in Kachim. Therefore, even though there's something, there might be Tochei Dibur, but it's not going to help you.
Right.
So, this relates to kind of what your Hosavas Tanai, maybe one thing, you know, being Mefarish Devara might be. Easier to justify even than Hosavas Tanai, right? Chazar is
I was assuming Hosavas Tanai is a Mefarish Dvarav, but
yeah, it could be. Some Mefarish Dvarav, when you're not at it, but you're saying this is what I meant. But,
right.
You know, we wouldn't take your word for it unless it's Mitzurav to
do it. Right. Correct.
You're saying that might be that why the that's why the Havamin, how you read the Havamin and the Maskana about Yunei Kamayim is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we'll stop there. Just to summarize what we were saying, again, we had four questions in the Gemara. Try to deal with the Yudin Kamayan. I didn't have another Mahalach, but I see that there might be other Mahalach to say, but either for Tosas you just get rid of it, or for the Mishnah Lamelech, you fit it in that the Gemara really does assume, like the Rambam is Dover Pashim, doesn't even entertain the possibility of Chazara by Hekdesh. And why should that be Chazara by Hekdesh? So in order to explain that, we explain based on some Klal in Tokhle Dibur, and maybe potentially why Hekdesh would fit in the same principle as the exceptions in the Gemara Nedarim of Gidin Kedushin of Ozar Megadif, and hopefully may have a little bit more understanding or a little more insight into what we have to look into in understanding our Gemara.
What about the possibility that the two Shiurim and Tokhle Dibur themselves are two Dinim and Tokhle Dibur, not just and that's also a way to explain it.
You could
okay, so
the concept that what Gemara meant about the comma was
I cut that off because I didn't want to keep people going. But the Machane Ephraim and the Pnei Yeshua both learn in the Gemara Bava Kama. That whole Gemara Bava Kama is only talking about Perish Dvarav, and in Perish Dvarav, at the Havamina, you have the long shear, Kamash, when you have the short shear. But when it comes to Chazara, and you have that for even for Hekdesh. Hekdesh is like called Rekulu. When it comes to Chazara, you have the exceptions, and
so
you don't have any.
Benefit for the Rambam saying that even if we don't accept that technical, that idea in the Gemara,
it's
something that the principle
itself. I mean, the Rambam
Perish Mishnayos. I'm saying even the Rambam. Now, it's clearly the Rambam doesn't accept the difference between necessarily. I mean, even if you want to say he's not making that distinction here, but you know what that Gemara is saying there is it becomes still relevant to what he ends up saying here.
Because
there are different types of Tokhle Dibur.
Right. So that's
you can even get out of the Rambam. You can just say that the Rambam or the Gemara is. I think is what you're saying. Assuming that the Tokhle Dibur that would apply to Hekdesh would be of a certain kind. Would be a certain kind of din. That would be the longer share.
The shorter share. That's the maskana.
No, the longer
shear. No, the maskana is the shorter shear applied first.
No, but
the shorter shear is
the
short.
The longer shear is Chazar.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying you can read it differently.
Another way.
Yeah, and I'm saying you can read it differently and saying that the what would have applied to Hekish would have been the longer shear. That because he doesn't have. He has, however, the smaller shear. The Gemara never says that it actually works in Hekish. I'm just saying the Rambam doesn't say that it works in Hekish. Maybe you could argue. What he does have is the smaller shear. The smaller shear is a din that doesn't work in Hekdesh, but it does work in these other.
But the Gemara clearly assumes it does work in Hekdesh. All right, anyway.